Hello and welcome to the American Society of Internet Literature's 70-volume series, The Chronicles of Brian. Raw sexual power, vivid descriptions, and engaging characters. Words that one does not associate with the stories within these chronicles. In fact, the style of Brian is so unique that many scholars are at odds as to whether or not Brian is the new James Joyce or simply mentally handicapped. Regardless, Brian paints entire worlds on the tapestry that is the written word, and never falls short of being special and unique. It is with great pleasure that we present to you part one of our series, Computer Love, part one. While not the author's first work, this is indeed the one in which many scholars agree was his internet debut. In it we see common themes in other of Brian's work, including imposing himself in the story, and his fascination with his childhood love, Melissa, who is embodied in this by the artificial intelligent construct known as 12. I hope you enjoy the story, and remember, when you hear, turn the page. Even after the 3 years after working on it, I can say my greatest achievement seemed to be just perfect. A homebrewed AI program of my personal computer made me feel just awesome. Of course, she helped out a lot. Yeah, she. The AI program I rendered initially was to be a guy, but I figured that a girl would be a whole lot better for me. My decision was easily helped by my parents' support. Thanks to them, I managed to get the entire house computerized. And since I made a special network that allowed her to travel to any part of the house with her will, she seems not only a protector, but a friend. I think the only bad thing about her is that she really doesn't have a name except a program name. Her program number is AI-12. Not exactly the 12th AI program I made, but it was the 12th modification. But I have thought about calling her Melissa. There will be consequences if I give her that name of the girl I modeled her after. I will have to be careful. I've currently nicknamed her 12. To make sure she will accept it, even though she was programmed with a feedback function that I got from a friend overseas, I asked her myself. Program AI-12, I'm still here. I need to talk to you, I asked. As she popped onto the screen, there she was, a beautiful girl, standing, replying. Yes, Brian, son. What do you need? I have no problem against her calling me Brian, son, since I did create her. I said, I know you have a program name, but I seem to have trouble coming up with a real name for you. But I believe I did come up with a nickname for you. That's great. What did you decide? She asked me in that sweet tone of hers. How about I call you 12 until we decide to give you a real name? I asked. That is perfectly fine, Brian-san, she replied. What made you decide on that? Well, it is your program number, I replied. It's hard to call you AI-12, so I decided to call you 12. Do you have any objections? She simply smiled and said, nope, no objections. She took a moment to sigh and asked, otherwise, Brian-san, how is your day going? I smiled as I know that a girl like her would be out of my league, but she keeps me company. I replied, it's going pretty good. I had a slow day, though. Oh, before we continue, Brian-san, I just received an email from Koichi Takugawa, she said. Ah, it's him. If it wasn't for Koichi, 12's feedback function would have been a simple idea. Very well, 12, I said. Can you open it for me? As she complied with my request, Koichi asked about my AI's progress. 12, can you get a blank email ready to be filed, I asked. Sure thing, she said. What would you like it to say? I smiled and said, first address it to Koichi Takugawa. In the body, write on it what I say. Program AI-12 is going perfectly fine. Her feedback function is working flawlessly, thanks to you. I must thank you greatly. No name is currently given, but we have decided to nickname her 12 because of her current modification number. So, how's your AI doing? I'll bet anything you went female yourself. Can you send me a pic of your AI? I sent a pic of 12. Finish with my usual ending signature, 12. Still, photo yourself and attach it to the email, I instructed. Done, Brian-san, 12 said. ready to send the email? I nodded and said, please do, it means nothing if you keep an email originally written for Koichi. She chuckles and said, very true. After sending the email, 12 looked at me and said, continue with your story. I smiled and told her everything that happened today. I see, so you had a pretty long day. You have my sympathy, Brian-san, she said. But what, 12? I asked. If I can make one wish, that would be a real girl and keep you even more company and give you even more sympathy, she said. Whoa. Even I am still impressed at how realistic 12 has gotten over the past few years. I don't know how you got that thought, 12, but I am proud to say how realistic you have gotten in the past 3 years with 12 modifications, I said. You're undoubtedly an excellent friend to have, even though you're a computer program. Thanks, Brian-san, she said. That means a lot. Even though she has been rendered and designed, I imagined what it would look like if she was really real. Oh, man, I would be the envy of the friends in my circle. Oh dear, it's close to 12 o'clock, Brian-san, she said. You should get some sleep. Tomorrow's your competition. That's right, the Magic the Gathering tournament country. Finals at my college. I have waited for this day. After waking up from 12's excellent alarm clock, I went out and arrived at the college for my tournament. After a gruesome 8 hours at the college, I arrived home with the 2008 United States Pro Tournament Champion. 12, I yelled. My parents asked, what do you mean, Brian? Oh, that's right, I forgot to tell them about her nickname. Well, I decided to give my AI a nickname of 12, I said, since I don't have a good name for her anyway. My parents nodded and I yelled again, 12, where are you? Her face popped on the special TV screen I developed. Hey, Brian-san, how did the tournament go? She asked. Say hello to the 2008 United States Pro Tour Champion, I said. Congratulations, Brian, my mom said. You were right, Brian, my dad said. Perhaps that is your knack. I'm so proud of you, Brian-san, 12 said. Which deck did you use? My POW Red deck, I replied. The legitimate deck and reigned supreme as the instrument of my new title. After a glorious day, I went downstairs and rested. As I laid down on my bed, 12 came on the screen right next to my bed. I am so proud of you, Brian-san. You have trained that deck for so long, she said. I chuckled and said, to be perfectly honest, if it weren't for you, my deck would get creamed every time. Your deck analyzer is just perfect. After thinking about the 3 years I had spent to make 12 perfect, I put on my headphones and asked, hey, 12, can you turn on my Windows Media Player and play DRJ84? Sure thing, she said. After doing what I had asked, she glances at me and said, do you recall that your Dance of the Machines is my favorite song? I smiled and replied, of course I recall. Besides, I seem to recall that you liked Sleep in Peace even more. With a question mark. As we exchanged quips at each other, I continued looking at her and seeing a huge resemblance to the girl I once knew. After she sent her last photo, I lost contact with her. I muttered 12 after her in my haste. I kept the secret from 12. If she ever became real, I would definitely name her Melissa. After listening to some music I wrote and composed, 12 asks, Brian-san, is there anything else you require of me? Just one, 12. Amplify the VRAM to maximum and execute Dance EJ6, I replied. I have an idea for a new song. I have been composing some music as a hobby, as I did on my stories. However, I have paid a little more attention to my music than I used to. I guess it is only natural for being the only musician in the family. I have no idea how I got the idea of becoming a musician got into my brain, but helps balance out my logical brain to a nice equal weight. Oh well. As I selected samples to play as the beats, 12 pops up on her own window and says, that's a nice beat, Brian-san. I suggest adding some sound that resembles the sound of a beat of dragon's wings. Add some color to the composition overall. I smiled and said, that's a good idea, 12. Thanks. I may be a good musician student, but I do know the elements of a good song.